Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mom and Dad?
Yeah. That's all of them?
Who's this, Miss Allen? Good evening.
Good evening.
Ms. Williams. Good evening.
Good evening, Teresa.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great.
Good, good.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Angela, you want to go ahead and get started in Exodus?
I sure will. We're in Exodus 4, signs for Moses. Moses answered, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, 'The Lord did not appear to you'?" Then the Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" "A staff," he replied. The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake. And he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, "Reach out your hand and take it by the tail." So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. "This," said the Lord, "is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you." Then the Lord said, "Put your hand inside your cloak." So Moses put his hand inside into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was leprous, like snow. "Now put it back into your cloak," he said. So Moses put his hand back into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was restored, like the rest of his flesh. Then the Lord said, "If they do not believe you or pay attention to the first miraculous sign, they may believe the second. But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, take some water from the Nile and pour it in on the dry ground. The water you take from the river will become blood on the ground." Moses said to the Lord, "Oh, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." The Lord said to him, "Who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deal deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." But Moses said, "Oh, Lord, please send someone else to do it." And the Lord anger burned against Moses, and he said, "What about your brother, Aaron, the Levite? I know he can't speak well. He is always on his way to meet you, and his heart will be glad when he sees you. You shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you speak and will teach you what to do. He will speak to the people for you, and it will be as if he were your mouth and as if you were God to him. But take this staff in your hand so you can perform the miraculous signs with it." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
Okay, I'm going to have to go down this list here, and if I miss you, please inform me. I have Angela, Mom, Daddy, Miss Williams, Teresa, Auntie Betty, Miss Allen.
Yes.
Okay, and who am I missing?
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie, welcome back. Miss you. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Okay, amen, amen. Welcome, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Angela, thank you for the reading out of Exodus 4, 1 through 17. Thank you. Great reading. Amen.
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 Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Well, I pray you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together again. We thank you for your love for us. Thank you for the patience. Thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you for your guidance daily. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our trials and tribulation, for they increase our faith, and we know that it is impossible to please you without faith. Father God, we ask that you continue to enlarge our territory and to increase our faith. Father God, we ask that you order our steps this week in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask that you remove all evil spirits that try to enter in and allow us to hear your wonderful words being shared here tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, could you lead us in Matthew 19:26, please?
Yes. Matthew 19:26 says, Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
"Well, man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God,
but with God,
all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Auntie Betty, and we're just going to go on down our list, have something to share. If not, just say pass. So I will start with Daddy.
Okay, I'm going to read a little bit about the source of misunderstanding. Almost all of the scriptures that are used to portray Jesus as a lesser God spring from a basic failure to understand the incarnation, Jesus, God the Son, laid aside on veil the full ascension of his humanity when he came to earth. How else could he live as God among men? God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Find that in Romans 8:3. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ, who, being in the form of God, though it not robbery to be equal with God, but make himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2:5-8. We cut to see before and after his incarnation. He being again with undimmed divinity, glory. And now, O Father, glorify thy me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. John 17:5. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angel, from the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. Hebrews 2:9.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. We did have a caller to join. Would you like to announce yourself?
Auntie Dot.
Auntie Di, good evening. Welcome back.
Hello. All right.
Amen. Full house tonight. Amen. And I would go to Miss Allen. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Abby from Psalm 34. Run at the praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O manifest the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and I delivered me from all my fears. They looked upon him and was lightened, and their face were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamped it around and about them that feared him, and delivered them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Allen. Teresa, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
No, I'll pass.
Amen. Okay, we're moving on to Mom. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read a passage of Numbers 13 to 26, which is the grasshopper mentality. In this passage, we read the report given to Moses by the spies that he sent to investigate the land God promised to his people. The majority of the report was depression, dark, negative, and faithless because of these men's minds. Their only hope was in their own ability. They could only see themselves as grasshoppers among so great a people. Omitting the fact that they reported was true, the people who lived there was powerful. The city was fruitful and very large. Giants were in the land. The people was of great size. It was a land that devoured its inhabitants. But these poor men had a grasshopper mentality, a mentality that produced fear, doubt, anger, anxiety, apostasy, bitterness, deception, and low self-esteem in them. Such a mentality caused them to forget the promise of God. They forgot the covenant that he had made with Israel to be their God, and they forgot the great and wonderful work that he had already done for them. However, the majority report that of Joshua and Caleb was also true. We are well able to overcome. The land is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land. How many times have we, as African-American children of God, become so preoccupied with our struggle and our care that we have allowed fear, doubt, and anxiety to forget the wonderful work and power of God? With a grasshopper mentality, we see things as they are, and we walk out of sight. But if we walk faith, we'll see that the Lord is with us. God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. What a wonderful hope for the believer. So let's be the believer, y'all, and we'll have the power of God and his hope. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that reading, Mom. And I want to go back and say thank you, Miss Allen, for the reading of the Psalms 34. Amen. And that would take me to Auntie Carrie. Any good news to share tonight?
I pass.
Amen. Okay. Mom? Not Mom. Angela, I'm sorry.
Just because I'm beginning to look like her, that's okay. Okay. Enfolded in peace is what I'm going to talk about. I will let God's peace infuse every part of today. As the chaos swirls and life demands pull at me on all sides, I will breathe in God's peace that surpasses all understanding. He has promised that he would set within me a peace too deeply planted to be affected by unexpected or exhausting demands. Life from the center is a life of unhurried peace and power. It is simple. It is serene. We need not get frantic. He is at. And when our little day is done, we lie down quietly in peace, for all is well. Calm me, O Lord, as you still the storm. Still me, O Lord, keep me from harm. Let all the tumult within me cease. Enfold me, Lord, in your peace. God cannot give us a happiness and peace apart from himself, because it is not there. There is no such thing. So I'm going to read from Philippians 4:7. God's peace is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Ms. William, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Psalms 146. The theme is the help of man versus the help of God. Help from man is temporal and unstable, but help from God is lasting and complete. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes and mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit depart, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord set prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the aliens and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations, praise ye the Lord. Now, there are four things that praises will do. Number one, praises take our minds off our problems and shortcomings and focus them on God. Number two, praises leads us from individual meditation to corporate worship. Number three, praise causes us to consider and appreciate God's character. Number four, and lastly, praise lifts our perspective from the earthly to the heavenly. Let us praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Williams. Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 54.
Amen.
Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Hear ear to the word of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and a possession seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward even unto my enemies. Cut them off in their truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eyes have seen his desire upon my enemy. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. And Auntie Betty, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read from 1 John chapter 5. It says, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begotten love him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. So this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that comes by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit, it is true. For there are three that bear record in heaven. It's the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For mm-hmm. this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has not made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Praise mm-hmm. God. Thank you, everyone, for sharing God's good news. And that takes us right into our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Miss Wanda, Dad Averna, Miss Allen, Angela Burns, Jessica Smith, Michael and Denise Moody, Vicki Hussman, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Brian, Janet Williams, Valerie Crockett, Charles and Val, Auntie Betty, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Miss Erlene, Miss Aveline, Carlos and the Wells family, Eddie Tipman, Ruth Edwards, Mary Ann, the Rossiter family, Miss Water and family, Mr. Harrell, Miss Boyers and family, Lenny and family, the Norris family, Kevin, Mary Lowe, Cheryl, Quentin, Rayco and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. Lift them up so that others may see the goodness of you working in them. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for the healing that you are performing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, this takes us right into our birthdays. I have for the week of August 3rd through the 9th. Mom, birthday August 4th. Jerita, my daughter, birthday is August 4th. Any other birthdays? Travis, am I correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Jerita's birthday today.
63.
Sharita.
Sharita, Q-U-I-R-I-T-A.
Okay, any other birthdays we need to recognize? This is through tonight, so isn't one of Bruce Baby's birthday on the 8th? Jazz.
Jazz on the
8th.
Is it on the 8th?
Yes, it's on the 8th. And we also know that we have Joseph on the 7th.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the kid's father.
Yeah.
Joseph, the 7th, okay.
Tommy's daughter, the 6th.
Okay, amen.
Is Dominique the 9th? What is Dominique?
I don't have a date for Dominique. I'm thinking it's like the 14th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, all right. That's quite a bit. That's quite a bit. Birthdays on the first week of August. And Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor to sing a happy birthday song?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all of God's children. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. Amen.
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 Happy birthday.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. And that would take us into our praise report, testimonies, songs, or poem, or anything else you would like to share at this time. So I would just go down the list, and you can say something or just pass. And starting out with Auntie Dot, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I just want y'all to pray for Tony. He's supposed to be leaving in the morning, going to Ohio, Cincinnati, or somewhere up there by you, rather. Anyway,
uh-huh.
Pray for him that he have a safe trip there and back. He's going to see his daughter.
Going to see his daughter. Is she up this way?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Amen.
Yes, he lives
Give
in Elizabeth.
Give my number.
Okay.
His daughter's
I
name
will.
Elizabeth.
No, that's where he's gone to Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
I think that's
okay.
By the Army base. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot, sharing that information. And pass my number on out, too.
Okay.
All right. And that takes me into Mom. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to sing my song, Lord of the Dance.
Amen.
Amen.
I dance in the morning when the world begun, and I dance in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on earth at the three realm I had my birth. Standing wherever you may be, I Lord of the dance is he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance is he. I dance for the tribe and the Pharisees, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I dance for the Bishima, James and John. They came to me and the dance went on. Standing whatever you see, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he. I dance from marches when I crush the lamb. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and hung me high. And they left me there on the cross to die. Dancing wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance. I lead you all, wherever you may be, I lead you all in dancing. I danced on a Friday and the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They wearing my body and you thought I was gone. But I am the dance and I still go on dancing. Wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dances. He, I lead you all. Wherever you may be, I lead you all in the dances. He, they cut me down and I leaped up high. I am the light that I never, never die. I live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dances. He, dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dances. He, I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dances. He,
Amen. Praise God.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Mom. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Mom. That takes me right to Miss Williams. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I will share from Joy and Strength. It starts out with two scriptures. It says, thou makest the outgoing of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. He loveth righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. I sing because thy works are fair. Thy glory makes me glad. The garments bright of praise I wear, for thou art brightly clad. Full triumph doth my soul possess, because thy ways are right. The glory of thy righteousness maketh my dear delight. Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Williams. Okay. Amen. Angela, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to read for himself. Although it is good to think upon the kindness of God, and to love him and worship him for it, yet it is far better to gaze upon the pure essence of him and to love him and worship him for himself. The first time God gave himself a name in the Bible, he called himself the I Am. He is the one who is from eternity to eternity. He is the one who never changes. He is the one who calls you by name and numbers the hairs on your head. We desire many things, and God offers us only one thing. He can offer us only one thing, himself. He has nothing else to give. There is nothing else to give. The reason for loving God is God himself, and the measure in which we should love him is to love him without measure. God bless you and utterly satisfy your heart with himself. Out of Isaiah 2:11, the Lord alone shall be exalted. Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Angela. Teresa, anything you want to share during this round?
Yes, I'm going to attempt to sing a song.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Jesus, falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done.
Yes. Hallelujah.
In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, never disconnected. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be.
No place.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done.
Amen.
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 Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for that, Teresa.
Yeah.
RT Carey, anything you want to share with the group this go around? Amen. Okay. Miss Allen?
Yes.
Amen. Keep it moving here, Daddy. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
I'm going to read a little the judgment. You find that in Revelation and you find it in Matthew. As it is appointed unto men once to die. But after this, the judgment.
Hallelujah.
So Christ will once offer to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him here, we appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on him who made the earth and the heaven flee away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, all great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged after those we were written in the book unto and the sea gave up the dead we were in it. And death and hell delivered upon the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Amen. Auntie Betty.
Coming back.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to sing a couple of Christmas songs.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Tears all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, burning souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow.
Yeah.
Many arrows pierced my soul from without within. But my Lord, lead me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Tears all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Yeah.
When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I cling more close to him. He will give me light. Satan's snare may vex my soul, turn my throne aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leave whatever be time. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Tears all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, that concludes that portion of the program and takes us right into our serenity prayer. And, Mom, can you lead us out into that, please?
Okay. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept. The things that I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change. And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. Okay, I have the closing prayer, Matthew 6:9. So if everyone would bow their head, I'll be reading it out of the Living Bible. And it says to pray along these lines: Our Father in heaven, we honor your holy name. We ask that your kingdom will come now. May your will be done here on earth, just as it is in heaven. Give us our food again today as usual, and forgive us of our sin, just as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us. Don't bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, Angela, turn it over to you. I want to thank everyone for the word and for the song. Praise God. Amen. Okay, Angela, I'll turn it over to you, sweetheart.
Okay.
Capping on to what Auntie Dot said about traveling mercies for Tony, I just want to add in some more traveling mercies for all of us that will be traveling coming up to this weekend. And just ask the Lord to guide us safely to our destination and back.
Amen.
If you would please bow your head for the closing prayer, please. Father God, we praise your holy name. God, we know that you are not like no other. You are the only one in who deserves our worship. We lift our hands to magnify you, Lord. You are so great. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for allowing us to come together today again to pray and worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that answer. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program. May everyone have a blessed week. Calling out for traveling mercy. We're headed to a birthday celebration.
Amen.
We just
amen.
Ask God to continue
amen.
To bless us. Amen. Oh. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 So everyone have a blessed week and hope to see every one of you in less than a week. And on that note, we may or may not be able to have our program next Sunday, so just put that in your ear just for right now. We're not sure yet, but everyone have a blessed week, and we love you all. God loves you, too. Amen.
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 Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
One word just feels like it's gonna feel right. I can make it through the night. Don't worry, my
oh, yeah.
Brother, say, or sister, say, or brother, say, I just wanna hear you.